Well, 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 we had a great time trashing America all night, didn't these sons of bitches up here? Oh, we're the big damn bully, aren't we, folks, huh? I know, you guys like us. You're like the quiet upstairs neighbor. You need us, Canada. We've always got to be the bad guy and everything else. And look at the animal kingdom. They're always innocent, too. And I use that term animal kingdom loosely with these idiots. Because here's the thing. Maybe ultimately we'll destroy the planet. At least we tried. We came up with computers, airplanes. No animal has evolved one bit since time began. People are always like, oh, animals, some animals are smart, like the dolphin. Oh, really? The one that's cackling with a beach ball on his nose? That's your valedictorian? Okay. It's ridiculous. I mean, and the animals, before we invented guns, animals were hunting us. So if you see those old caveman drawings, it's them chasing us and the guy's running. Then suddenly you got a spear and they reverse the picture. So they were bullies too. Let's not be, they're not innocent in this goddamn game either. I'm saying some animals we bully that don't fight back, like the deer. I feel bad for deer. People always go, deer hunting is a sport. First of all, nothing's a sport if one team doesn't even know they're playing. I mean, come on. That I will admit. Yeah, we bully, they bully, everybody bullies. That's the way the world works. Everybody's a bully, depending on what you can get away with. You know what I mean? Smart people bully stupid people in college or in the office, and brutal people bully. Even a guy like Gandhi, the most famous nonviolent person. Yes, he was nonviolent, but was he nonviolent because he's spiritually a higher being, like you were taught when you're little? Or because he's 128 pounds soaking wet, you know? What a coincidence. I know a lot of guys under 150 that practice nonviolence as their spiritual philosophy of life. And a lot of guys over 200 that think a left hook can cure AIDS, you know? All I'm saying, if Gandhi had been 6'6", 240, he might have been the biggest prick in Calcutta. You don't know. Walking down the streets, bumping into people. Come on, you want to go? Let's go right now. Hold my glasses. I had it with the son of a bitch, neighbor. I swear to God. Yeah, I was bullied as a kid. I would even say I was brutalized as a kid, really, if you think about it. In those days, because people always say kids are spoiled now. Guess what? Fine, parents were spoiled when I was growing up. Because now parents have to buy their kids Xbox, video game. My parents bought us a 20-cent ball, a pink ball, and threw it in the street and said, when that sun goes down, then I'm going to see you, not before then. They didn't care about molesters. Just go out there and come back when it's dark. We don't care what happens till then. And all the game, they didn't care about sanitation. They would literally, throw against the curb. See the dirty curb? Yeah, play the game. That's the name of the game. We don't know what the game. Make up your own damn game. Yeah, the exposed electrical wiring on that street light. Yeah, touch that. That's home base. And you always had the one kid. When there's a bunch of kids around, you could have a social time. But if there's only like you and one other kid, he would like, it would be a psycho. It was always like, I'm going to throw this as hard as I can. And if you don't catch it, I punch you in the chest until your chest caves in. One time he tried to hang me with his belt, like he had me hanging on a staircase. And adults in those days, they would just blame the object. They would never blame the kid. They'd just be like, what are you doing with your belt? You don't do that. Your belt, you wear your belt. What are you doing? Don't be stupid. Put your belt. It's like, yeah, I'm glad you're getting to the root cause of the problem. Not this psychopath that said he doesn't know you wear your belt and shouldn't hang his cousin with a goddamn belt. But it was a simple world in those days. There was no therapy, you know? They would just be like, snap out of it. That was the only therapy that existed, right? They're like, yeah, you're down in the, you couldn't be depressed. He's down in the dumps. Why don't you snap out of it? Even if it was something serious, you know? You're like, well, I was molested when I was little. Well, now you're big, so snap out of it. Thank you guys very much. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MLRLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Hey, I'm buying you a ticket to go see Royce and Marie.
Hey, I invited you guys to the party.
Okay.
Didn't even, hold on. And Dutch.
I didn't get an invitation.
Yes, you did. Don't fucking lie. I invited you and Dutch.
Oh, where?
Hold on.
What party?
I feel like I just no invite on my end. I know that much.
Oh, fuck yourself.
You don't even pay attention to Facebook.
No, we have no invitation from Royce.
What is Facebook?
Exactly. I'm looking. I didn't invite you guys, but if Royce did, I'm going to...
Oh, see? Marie just admit. She didn't even invite
She didn't even want us there. Well, see, now, I don't like this.
You guys, hold on. You guys,
no, your wife just said she didn't want us there. Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah, Royce, they're not on the invite list.
Oh, assholes. We could have been on a plane.
Wow.
Well, okay, you still can. Watch this. I'm inviting you right now.
No, too late now. Too late. No, not now. We're forcing you.
We're not forcing me. I would
it's
love you guys.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
We found out you didn't invite us kind of thing.
No, I feel guilty now. No, I would have invited you. I don't know you guys would have really come. Dutch doesn't like me normally off the air.
This is my fault. I did this.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you want to catch us every Tuesday night. Because we're live right now. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2016, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock my time. I'm in Colorado. And I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen in here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
I'm also here with Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Mitch Lopez.
Hello.
What's my new name?
Calm down.
And Sherry Lopez.
Hello.
954-573-2780 or Hippo Juice Film if you want to hit us up on Skype. You can check us out live on YouTube. If you go to morelikeradio.com/live. Or no, wait. Shit. YouTube.com/morelikeradio. I apologize. I'm in mode right now.
You're in the zone.
I'm in the zone.
Auto zone.
I just want to interject here.
I hate those commercials more than life itself.
I just want to interject here real quick. One time, Sherry was taking a shower and she's like, and her makeup was running. She's like, is my makeup running? I'm like, yeah, you look like an Amy Winehouse or Evanescence song.
You fucked up.
What's her actual name?
Amy Lee.
Amy Lee.
I posted her face or her Twitter account in the chat.
Well, she doesn't look Asian at all.
No, just because... Never mind.
She can sing to me all she wants. I wish I had a voice like this.
This guy?
Yep. Apparently she's a cunt on wheels from what I hear.
Yes.
If I had a voice like that, and I would be too.
John, that's not fair. You think every woman's a cunt. I mean...
No, like when we used to have actual rock stations down here in South Florida, they would be like, in other news, Amy Lee is... She would be like bitching up a storm about shit and things. And then like it was really irrelevant and no one really gave a crap.
Yeah, if you want a hard rock act that has a female lead vocalist and the lead guitar player... is
Linkin Park.
Hailstorm.
Oh.
No, Hailstorm.
They are fucking awesome.
Her.
Lizzie Hale's got a crazy voice, man. She's really good.
So,
and Easy on the Eyes. God, not that. Jesus Christ.
Whoa. What happened to Amy Lee?
That is not Hailstorm. That is a Hailstorm, is what that is.
I don't know what that means.
That didn't make sense. Why did you say that?
I was trying to be punny.
Were you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Royce, are you on your period?
You were just rhyming. You just said the same word.
I'm not on my period at all.
Hailstorm, right.
I'm perfectly fine. It was just that bad joke, and we were making fun of it.
Amy Lee.
Hey, no, are you on your period? How about that, John? Are you? You were screaming today
Amy
on...
Amy Lee eats Sara Lee. That'd be the right one to do.
There it is.
Amy Lee, 2016 to the present. She's been working on something called Dream Too Much, a family album exclusively on Amazon Prime.
More like Cake Too Much.
Wait, so she's doing family music now?
apparently an album called Dream Too Much, and it's on Amazon Music Prime.
Can we get a sampler of that music?
It's going to be released September 30th, so we have to wait a month.
Damn it. They don't have any, like... teasers.
Rhiannon, I'm hoping I'm saying the name right, on Facebook says she's a bitch, but she could sing, and also recommends that I use Advil and ice cream for my period. That's not fair. I'm not on a period. I actually feel fine. I'm gonna.
I heard chocolate's good too. I don't know if it actually helps or if it's.
Yeah,
just
no, I heard a little periodishness before the show.
I didn't do anything before the show. I wasn't like even. I didn't even talk before. I literally got a mic right before the show.
See, now you're yelling. So
literally,
you're confirming all of us.
I do me a favor, Dutch. Do not use that girl argument on me. Hold on a second. This bit aside, I'm going to move this bit aside for a second. Don't girl argument me. All right, I don't like it.
I do that all.
I don't like it.
Whenever my chick does that, I'm just like, oh, nice girl argument. It sets her off like. In a second, because she recognized that I knew what she was doing. So
for Royce, I just say namaste.
No,
namaste,
don't.
Royce. Namaste.
Well, no, I don't even understand. No,
namaste. That's just talking about periods. Do you girls, the two girls on the show, do you guys get bad periods or no?
Yes.
I would say no. Royce would say yes.
It honestly varies every month.
Mitch, is it bad?
Ooh, like trading cards.
Last month was bad. Last week was awful.
It's not bad. Like, she doesn't yell at me and she doesn't do things, but I can tell when she's just miserable.
No,
more irritable, I feel like.
Yeah. Marie, on her period, she's not a problem. Not when she's on it. The fucking 3 days before it, she's a goddamn she-beast.
That's when it hurts the most.
I understand it hurts the most, but it's not my fault.
He says,
I'm not the one who fucking ate the forbidden fruit. That's not me. That's you guys.
I know, but I mean, after like 27 years or 30 years, wouldn't you get used to it?
No, actually, it starts to get worse. I was way less aware of my period when I was younger. And now that I'm older, I'm just like,
When I was younger, I would curl up in bed and just like want to die. And now it's to a point where my birth control regulates it. But thanks to, I want to say, Obama.
Care.
My
Thanks,
birth
Obama.
Control had to get switched up because my insurance stopped paying for my original birth control.
Celebrate good Obama, come on! It's Obama.
I did hear that under Obamacare, the birth control program is they just punch you in the stomach really hard every 4 weeks.
Right.
Damn.
Because that's all you can
Obama.
Afford.
Obama.
That's all you can
Obama
afford.
Don't wanna.
I don't think I have a good healthcare plan whatsoever. But my birth control's free.
Mine is too now, but I like the pills I was on. It cost me $30 a month. Yeah, it's a lot. But it was more regular every once in a while.
What kind of birth control are you bitches on?
It's a pill.
I'm on a generic pill. I used to be on like the high-end ortho tricycline. And then they switched me to orthotricycline low. And then
was that a shot or still pills?
Pills. Still pills. And then I moved to a generic version, Trisprintec.
I was on orthotricycline low and they put me on microgestion because that's what I get for free now. But I would rather pay the $30 a month because 1 month it's going to bleed for a week. 1 month it's going to bleed for a day. 1 month I'm going to have a fever where I feel like I'm 105 degrees for the entire time. Hurts.
That's highly irregular.
Here's the thing. Kelsey got that parachute thing that they shove up there that has like the whatever.
I don't want foreign objects in me.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
The IUD?
The IUD?
She got it was with me when we first started dating, and she said she'll never go back. She said it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, because you really don't get your period. I have a couple friends that have the IUD.
If I didn't get my period, though, I would freak out every month.
Yeah,
like, no. I would be peeing on a stick every month.
You wouldn't.
I've peed on sticks before in the last year, and it freaks me out.
You wouldn't freak out because there's absolutely no way you could get pregnant with an IUD, and they're like zero.
Why have you been peeing on sticks? Because we haven't had premarital sex because we follow Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I know that's not true firsthand. How about that?
I believe my friend Mitch. I think he's a holy guy.
Not many people. No, the only holy guys were the fucking holes in the pool table. There's no fucking. You know what?
Yeah, you saw it first.
That's what I said. That's what I meant. Like,
you guys wouldn't go away.
It was our fault?
fuck no, you.
If you were horny, you wouldn't leave.
It would have happened a lot sooner. You've got
to read room sometimes.
Also, people that follow Jesus, they drive 30 miles an hour in the fast lane.
You're right. And also, one more thing, Sherry. Don't fucking act like you didn't like it. Sorry. Go ahead, John.
No, I was done. I finished my thought.
Yeah. I liked it.
Shut up, Mitch.
I'm telling you, IUDs are the way to go.
IEDs?
Honestly,
I prefer IEDs. I prefer IEDs
inside of a uterus. Yes, that thing.
I have not.
That's great. That way Mitch will start having PTSD every time he fucks Sherry.
That would prevent babies.
I haven't had a single bad experience with a pill where it would make me want to switch to a different format. In fact, the pill's been great because the pill gave me boobs and removed my acne.
Well, the thing is that, like, it was,
I guess,
for her was just remembering to take a pill every day because she has a hard time remembering how to walk.
I don't remember. So.
I just take it when I go to bed.
Yeah, I really don't have a
You forget some days.
Yeah, and then I take it the next morning, and I've never gotten pregnant.
No,
so.
Thank God. I mean, that's great. That part's awesome about birth control.
Like,
getting pregnant part?
Yeah, we're usually pretty fine. Like, it's been working out.
Can I ask you guys, are you guys, meaning Royce and Marie, are you guys ever thinking about kids ever?
Nope.
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 Like
nope.
A serious yup, nope.
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 Wait, say the question again.
Are you guys ever thinking about kids in the future?
Nope.
Yes.
Sherry is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you guys.
And honestly.
Wait to answer my question. I haven't asked her yet, but she couldn't wait.
No, ask it again so I can be involved too.
Hey, Mitch, seriously, in the future, are you guys thinking about kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that that's more of an 80-20 thing. I think that's 80% Sherry, 20% Mitch, which is fair because that's what the childcare is going to be like.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah, in my favor, because she makes more money than me.
That's what, well, she does. Okay.
I also have a lot more student loans than you do.
Holy shit. Hold on a second. Sherry, I know you make more money than Mitch. Marie makes more money than me. Dutch, does Kelsey make more money than you?
She's a nurse. What do you think?
Well, she's a helicopter nurse. I don't know.
She's a helicopter.
She's basically a doctor.
Flight for night life nurse. Like,
hey, what
yes.
about this whole, I thought about, there was, wasn't there this whole equality gender gap? Dude,
by the way,
can I
my,
just point out
Hold on. Mic is cutting out, Mitchell.
Not Sherry's, just your mic.
Point out that I also have $600 a month in student loans, so really I don't make any more than
No, you do.
This isn't a
hold
on. Relationship on who makes more and what it, you know, how it evens
Dutch.
Out. Shut up.
Dutch.
Yeah, this isn't a pissing contest. Jesus.
Dutch, what I wanted to point out is this show, we've been accused many times of being misogynist and everything, but in this show, everybody who has a significant other, their significant other makes more money than them.
Oh, yeah.
And the female does. So I don't want to hear anymore about this glass ceiling, okay?
I work harder than she does.
I'm sprinkler installs difficult.
Billion times more than I do because she's a nurse.
You're a day laborer. You install sprinklers. That's very tiring.
That's not what I do.
I forget. Dutch, you do something like that, right?
Dutch, you're pretty.
Yeah, you look good.
I wish you were making money.
He installs sprinklers for boom mics. I remember.
Ah, okay. That's what it is.
I watched him at his job, and I don't know what he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks pretty.
You filmed what we make. You made three very high-quality videos of what we do, and you still don't know.
No, I don't know what you specifically do.
Mitch, why don't you film a how it's made at Dutch's place? Like,
that'd be awesome.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what I did.
Exactly what we did.
I was kidding. I didn't know that. I swear, for real? That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you guys watch the videos that he made?
No.
I would love to.
Do you?
It has his voiceover in it.
Oh, then yes.
Did yes.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat.
I'll find it here.
And now,
like the Sterling barking in the background one, but apparently
that was gone.
He got rid of it. It was going to be my voiceover. I'm like, Mitch has got a better voice than I do. I'm just going to let him have it.
No, he doesn't.
Here we go.
Don't lie to him.
Here we go.
It just sounds more professional when someone other than the company guy.
I'm waiting for the put it in the chat.
Oh, I fucked up with the damn it.
Put it in the chat.
Already, that's the music
in the motherfucking chat.
All right, here we go.
Here you go.
There you go. This is our double rail indoor watering boom.
Double rainbow?
All the way.
Oh,
my God.
What does it mean?
I like the music so far.
That's the logo.
Cherry Creek Systems. Gardening for faggots. Is that not? I'm trying to help. Did that help?
No. No.
Okay.
First, they take the Dinglebop and rips it in with the Schlieb.
I like
double rail boom, indoor sprinklers.
No, it says indoor growers.
Shh, shh, shh. I want to hear Mitch. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Bobby Moynihan.
Here we go.
The double rail booms from Cherry Creek Systems.
Oh, shut up, Mitch. I hate that you're being perfect.
Sounds good. I like it. Shut up.
I've said five words and you already don't like it.
Yeah, because I don't like
so
you.
So pompous.
Look, here's what we need to
do. Oh, a double rail boom.
Oh, we're watching a sprinkler video. Look, what
it's
I want.
It's not a sprinkler video.
Well, those are I'm looking at sprinklers, am I not?
A sprinkler. Watch it.
See, you do a double
rail. Spray bars.
You
first
do.
Of all.
You do a double rail of cocaine. You do a double rail of cocaine, and then boom, you're okay. up.
All right, let's. I'm gonna give it a real shot.
Can we
here.
Start it over?
It's a short video. It's only like you know.
Okay, I'm going back. Hold on.
The double rail booms from Cherry Creek Systems. Save labor and improve quality. The double rail booms provide an economical solution to the grower that is looking to lower labor costs, improve product quality, and increase crop consistency. The double rail boom can handle many of the same duties as the Pro Series.
He's a duty.
Indoor yeah. booms without the ability
I knew
to carry a
you're going to do that.
personal product. These booms handle a wide variety of tasks while all along saving time and money. A well-balanced range of versatility and ease of use, the Grower Series booms can fit into any...
All right. First off, for real, joking aside, you sound really good, Mitch. And the video looks really good. It looks like something...
I love it.
So if you take like the Cherry Creek stuff at the bottom, it looks like I tune in a Discovery Channel, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they're showing like, you know, like the How It's Made thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was my inspiration because I fucking love that show.
That's awesome. I'm going to keep this
going. It's brilliant. I loved it.
...situation and will be your ally in an ever-growing market.
Right here, you have to pause and goes, Hi, I'm Joel Van Wingerden. owner of Cherry Creek Systems. And you know,
not the owner.
Me and my pa have been doing
Leave
this
you
business.
One day.
Yeah. Me and my old man have been running this business for a long time. And the one thing
not
don't
him so much anymore.
We're a grassroots corporation because basically we started out planting grass and roots.
That's right.
That's the last thing I wanted to dude, I'm not joking. Our old Jesus Christ.
We're not done.
Videos
I'm not
were
done.
Just horrible like that. And I was like, I need something professional. I turn it over to Mitch.
I want you guys to do a bit for your company where you're like, but don't believe me. Ask this other Van Wingerden. But you have to go through every Van Wingerden in your family.
That actually would be hilarious.
Where you
hilarious.
Just keep bringing in like more and more Van Wingerdens to say the next line. And then he goes, but don't ask me. Ask this
By
guy.
Way, once we finish this, remind me, once we get into what we did this weekend, to tell you about something that was similar to that. Like, as far as talking about every person at the table had to get introduced, I had a weird situation this weekend.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
The double rail booms are adaptable. Injectors can be easily mounted and incorporated into the manifold, adding to the double rail boom's list of abilities.
And they won't become self-aware.
We have anti-Skynet technology in all of our double rail booms.
Zero Cyberdyne mishaps.
Oh, but you want to see my thumb acting? That's my
is
hand.
Is that really your hand?
That's my
hand.
Hand.
Oh, and then he turns around. Oh, hey.
I kept myself out of the whole thing.
Oh, hey. Didn't see you there. My name's Joel Van Wingerden.
Professional hand model.
Hey, see, walk into this 95-degree Kwanzaa greenhouse.
Here at Cherry Creek Systems, we have all kinds of sprinklers. Spinny ones. The ones
not
that go
sprinkler.
The ones that go side to side.
The ones that go chicka chicka chicka.
The ones that go chicka chicka chicka. That's correct.
Did you see it and go chicka chicka sideways or side to side at all? This is a smart, intelligent machine that it's waters smart. Exactly where you want it to water.
But it won't become self-aware.
No.
Now, how is this better than
it'll brew a bitch ass fucking cup of coffee? I'll tell you what.
Wait, it'll make me wet where I want to get wet.
Oh, Jesus, Sherry.
Oh, you've been talking to Kelsey too much. You guys have the same type of dad jokes.
By the way,
every weekend in the Fargo chat, which you should be in, there's always either Sherry's boobs or Marie's boobs back and forth when enough wine is drank. The funniest picture I saw was Mitch trying to send a text message.
I was sending a text to you guys, I believe.
Exactly. And Sherry was on him with her boobs out. And I'm like, Mitch
Damn,
is just
I need to be a part of this chat.
Mitch is just trying to talk on the fucking thing.
So why didn't you get a manicure before doing this scene, Dutch?
Okay.
Really?
Because we were drinking a lot the night
that's
before.
That's what you're focusing on?
Yeah. Your nails are a little raggedy.
Oh, hey, I'm Joel Van Wingerden, professional hand model and a constant alcoholic. I'm here to talk to you about Cherry Creek Systems.
Quickly programming multiple crops in a bay is easy with our new area capture feature.
More like gay.
The double rail booms feature an open frame design. This allows for through traffic, creating a system that does the work and stays out of your...
You know, when my great-grandpappy Seymour Van Wingerden came here, they actually had slaves watering the plants. Boy, have times changed.
We've increased productivity on our irrigation tenfold.
Man, this riveting video has already got 13 views.
Finally, the double rail booms.
I'm not saying it was meant for that. It was meant for our trade show.
Yeah, it makes sense. I know what you mean.
We had these huge fucking screens above us, and it was...
I get what you mean.
For YouTube traffic.
No, I get what you mean. The TV is like when you go to the things, and they have something playing in a loop, you mean?
We had the three videos playing in a loop, and then we had a couple of other product videos just playing in a loop behind us, like... That was what it was meant for.
I don't know. I think you maybe should go for some YouTube traffic, you know?
You imagine after all these years?
Send some goals.
Can you imagine after all these years of doing this show, this is the video that goes viral? Can you imagine this video, the double rail boom? If for some reason, Jimmy Kimmel's talking about it.
Dude, if the listeners could get that to happen.
Jimmy Kimmel's talking about it. Did you guys see Cherry Creek Systems?
Yeah, but... We would need to get a cut of the money if you start making more money because we promoted you.
Aw.
We accept bitcoins.
Not we, me. My name's on the show. Yours isn't.
It would be me and
Royce. My voice is on the video. I need a cut.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we already paid you.
I helped shot it.
We already paid you.
Sherry helped shot it.
Sherry helped shot it.
No, but they already got paid. But I'm saying for marketing, all of us would market
Sterling
it.
Sterling needs a credit because he
Sterling
was
Sterling does.
Here.
Do your whiny thing.
You didn't have a voiceover part. Dude, it was hilarious because like when he initially sent me these videos, it was like just it wasn't mixed or anything like that. It was just him doing like a scratch track so I could dub over it. And half of them had Sterling whining in the background.
Maul says,
oh, there he is.
Maul says, I used to be gynecologist in Minnesota, but now I make sprinklers here in Colorado.
Why aren't you laughing, Dutch?
I'm smiling.
Okay.
Sterling liked it.
Is there more to this video? This riveting?
Nah, I think that was pretty much it.
I mean, I just wanted you guys to hear his
double
voiceover.
Barrel.
His six sexy voice.
When are you going to use...
This gets me all of the chick.
When are you going to use the double rail barrel to sprinkle the crops with Brondo?
Yeah, but Cherry's a slut, Mitch. So is that really getting a chick?
Cherry?
Yeah.
Who's Cherry?
Oh, that's her stripper name.
Was it worth it to cut me off?
Yeah.
My first strip club I went to, I fell in love with a girl named Cherry.
Really?
Cherry Garcia.
I mean, for the night. Because then I got a dance from her and then we left.
Did you also send her a cell phone?
No.
Okay. Well, then you didn't love her that much. By the way, Marie's drinking your beer.
Oh. Trying to figure out which pot that was. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm drinking Mitch's pale ale that he sent me.
Oh yeah, we got the wine from
yes, you did.
From Cherry.
Yet, but from Cherry. Cherry pie. How great is wine?
They had a good song.
Think about baseball, swing all night.
Okay, someone needs to play that song and have Sherry be on top of a tractor doing the White Snake, just throwing her hair around.
That music video was...
Sweet dear. Sherry pie! Oh, there she did the hair twist. There it is. Christ, your hair is long. Jesus.
So much hair.
So much hair.
Stop.
Come on, keep swinging.
Oh, here we go. She's White Snaking. She's White Snaking. Oh, there it is. Her headphones fell off. 10 miles wide, looks so good. Bring a tear to your eye, sweet cherry pie. Yeah.
Sorry. I really do have some good stripper moves.
That was not bad.
That was actually way better than I thought.
That was not bad.
Sherry, do you have something to tell us?
Have you ever been a stripper before?
Have you been a stripper?
Well, her mom wanted her to be.
Yeah. She told me when I was like 17, she goes, I know how you can pay for college. And she literally handed me a clipped out piece of the newspaper for Deja Vu, which is the grossest strip club in Minneapolis.
Why is it the grossest
one? Was it a joke?
I don't think it's the grossest one.
She claims it was a joke.
I've been to worse.
But I don't believe it was at the time.
She kept on like following up like, hey, so what'd you do with that news clip I gave you?
Well, and the creepier part was she's like, well, if I had a body like yours, I would. I'm like, Mom.
Oh, that's weird. Mom. Why would your mom say it?
Take the compliment, though.
No, it's a good compliment, but it's from your mom. Isn't that weird?
I got a text.
And now, Sherry, if I had my twat is all loose and floppy. If I had a tight one like yours, I could definitely have like one of those, you know, that split thong thing. Yeah, you should totally do that.
No, let me tell you about a text I got from my mom the other day. She goes, would you mind doing a photo session with me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem. Like she's started a new construction job. She's lost a lot of weight. She's getting toned. Like she's looking pretty good for a mom. And she goes, well, how do you feel about sexy photos?
Oh, boy.
And I go straight to boudoir. Boy. And I'm like, no, gross, ew, no, what? And she's like, well, I would have, like, clothes on, but it would be, like, sexy. And I'm like, would you do it for your niece and nephew who are also photographers? And she's like, well, yeah. I was like, okay, well, then
that's
it's not.
That's a bad gauge for her.
Well, then it.
Yeah, if she's fine with daughter, then she needs a nephew's no problem.
I'm like, you can be sexy without like doing a boudoir shoot, but when you say sexy, I was like, I'm picturing like lingerie shoots like I do at my garage with hot chicks.
Oh,
like,
Sherry, question. Can you do one of me, please? I would love to wear lingerie and do a sexy boudoir.
Yes.
I'll do it. You know, I'll do it for real.
Yes.
I swear to you, I'll do it.
I have promised Marie that I would do it for her when she comes up with soda.
Hers fine.
Pause. Can Royce and I do a new shoot for the new
Year's.
Dutch and Royce promo photos?
Can we
create a Dutch and Royce calendar?
Oh, yes. Okay, wait, New Year's.
I bet we could actually sell that.
New Year's, which is a few months away. We have to start planning New Year's, but New Year's is a few months away. We're all going to be together, and then we could do the shoot. Well,
what about their wedding?
Well, their wedding's after New Year's.
That's all the way next June.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep forgetting how far away it is.
I keep forgetting.
It's so far away.
It'll happen fast.
Yeah, if we could do a nude DNR calendar.
That would be amazing.
That'd be fun.
I mean, you could still do Marie's ones for me because I would appreciate those. But mine's going to be a calendar picture and it'll be great. Oh, I cannot wait.
I want one for Facebook. I haven't had one in a while.
Mitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, yours are good.
Yeah, okay, I'm down. Let's do it. 100% I'm in. I'm excited now.
Fun.
I'm excited now.
Yay.
Would you ever be a stripper, by the way, to anybody on the show?
If
things got destitute, do you think
you could? What's
if
destitute?
I didn't have family, yes, I would do it.
You have no problem with it?
Why not?
I would only say no, not because of the shame, but because I don't have good moves.
I was 2 months away from being a bartender at a gay bar.
That's close enough,
that's
I guess.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, because I'm assuming the majority of gay bars I've been to, there's a certain dress code that you have to follow by being
shirtless,
around,
usually.
I was more enticed because a lot of the bars that are in Gaytown, the straight guys make the most amount of money.
Absolutely.
100%.
That's 100% true.
They can smell a straight guy from a mile away, and that's like the challenge.
Yeah, and it happened. Yeah, we went to not too long. Well, now it's a couple of years, but to a gay bar, and even the dudes that were dancing up there, like with their speedos, they're all straight. They're like, no, yeah, of course we're straight. We just make a fucking lot of money. A
lot of money.
You know, and it's a good gig if you could get it. You know, I mean, it pays more than some fucking corporate jobs if you really do it all the time.
And it's all cash.
Dude, I would be a stripper at a gay bar or a gay strip club or whatever. No questions asked.
Yeah, but at this point, Dutch, we're getting up there. So we'd have to go to like the older queen ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, dude. You, by the way, would rake in more than
oh, any no, of absolutely.
Muscle guys. Are you kidding me?
I'm the bear and I get it.
White unicorn of gay people.
I have had plenty of gay guys tell me. Don't worry. Every time. I get a hit on all the time by gay guys. Yeah, I am a bear. It's very odd, and they have straight guys, there's sex, and there, you know, everyone, like chubby chasers and that, but the people who like bears is big community in the gay community.
They like them.
Yeah. Again, I think it's the same thing. They feel like they're, it's more of like a straight guy that they're overcoming, that may turn them gay, at least from what I've been told, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But also, Royce is super cuddly.
I am.
Aw.
I am. I'm a cuddle monster, really. That's going to be my new fucking AOL handle. Cuddle monster.
Oh. Cuddle monster 407.
Ooh. AOL?
November 12th to the 19th is the Southern Caribbean Bear Cruise.
What?
7 nights from Miami to San Juan.
When?
Oh, my God.
What?
When?
November 12th to the 19th.
Dude, you're going to get raped. Don't do it. I don't want you to get molested. If it's especially a cruise, you got that much testosterone on a boat and they all want to put their penises in other butts.
Oh,
like, this is found on bearcruise.com.
It's actually funny, guys. I've actually been on that same cruise.
Oh.
Yeah, 100%. It was.
Would you consider yourself a bear, Pastor Royce?
Not at all. I hate homosexuals, but I did go on the cruise, and what I do is it's called infiltrating for the Lord. So I go on these cruises, and I come with a bunch of pocket Bibles, and a bunch of petroleum jelly because I have very dry elbows.
Thank Jesus.
Very dry. And I go on these cruises and I convert them. You would not believe how many men are on their knees praying on those cruise ships. It is absolutely a thing to see. This other, I went to the Lido deck and the all you can eat food bar. I was converting men left and right. Now, what you do is to convert a man is you grab him in his Satan's region or penis, I believe. And you just aggressively jerk. You just move it back and forth as fast as you can, and then a demon comes out, and sometimes it comes out like a poltergeist, like a white liquid, and then
do you catch the poltergeist?
Of course I catch it. Sometimes I try to get it on my face, that way I could scream at it and be like, get out of here, demon.
Oh, with the ectoplasm.
You go on, get demon.
Praise Jesus.
I don't know why he came in. That was weird.
He's always interrupting.
It was weird. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Apologize.
Rude. It's not your fault.
Fuck the Dutch.
It's a pretty good. It's a pretty good segue for what I did this week.
What did you do
this
weekend?
There's a Bear Cruise iPhone app.
What? It was like Pokemon Go.
I don't know. Like, how do people need constant push notifications of, oh, there's a Bear Cruise coming up?
More like Porka Man Blow, right, guys? Hi guys. What did you do this weekend, John?
John?
Who? John.
John?
Yeah, okay. No. So.
Whoa. What was that? Can someone mark down 10:39 since Dutch wasn't here?
I got it.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
No, I would have gone up to Orlando to, you know, Casa de Lope.
But you didn't because you hate us.
I had a DJ gig. My trainer partner, who his name is Flash, he's a DJ around here in South Florida. He wanted to try something different, and because he knew that I play bass guitar, so he gave me a couple of his tracks. And while he was doing his Danny Aoki thing on the ones and twos, I was throwing in slick bass lines. Now,
okay,
the venue. Royce, I don't know if you're familiar with this place down here in South Florida. It's called Karu.
No,
it's a a fetish ballroom.
Okay, what's a fetish ballroom?
It's for people that have a fetish for ballrooms.
I don't believe that's right. That's a ballroom fetish.
It's a club space that they host fetish parties.
What space?
It's a club space.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't hear what you said. All right, and they rent it out for
what fetish parties?
Like fetish, like S&M parties. Oh, okay. And what have you? Like Halloween events and shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love M&M parties.
Or like sex parties, yes, swingers club back. Things.
Back again.
Sherry's back.
Oh,
tell a friend.
It's Slim Sherry, everyone.
Guess who's back?
She's tired.
She's back.
She's falling asleep.
So you were DJing the fetish ball thing or bass?
I was basically playing bass guitar to a DJ's full hour set, and the theme was back to school. So there was a lot of young, hot fucking women. There was transvestites. There was older, like 80-year-old couples.
Transgendered is the preferred nomenclature. Thank you.
Okay, transgendered.
Better.
And they were all either wearing like next to nothing, like a naughty schoolgirl stuff, or they're wearing like leather. Like, remember the movie Dodgeball?
It's nothing like that.
No, like that group when they bought their uniforms and ended up being like S&M fetish leather shit.
Okay, yeah. so like the Gimp from fucking Pulp. I get it. I get what you're saying.
There was actually two Gimps.
Yeah, they usually are.
And I was told ahead of time from Flash, like, hey, just let you know it's a fetish party. I'm like, okay, whatever. So what's the theme? It's like, oh, back to school, or I don't know, just wear your underwear or something. So I went as Coach McGurk.
Who?
I thought you would have remembered that. Remember that cartoon, home movies, Coach McGurk?
Oh, yeah.
So I went as so I was like a PE teacher.
But why did you do that to a fetish party? It's not
I went as him.
But that's not a fetish.
That's not a fetish.
Well, it like they had. I don't have fetish stuff, so like I fucking put together.
You do have fetish stuff. It's called that fucking underwear I bought you, remember?
I don't know where that
remember
is.
Remember the one that only covered that was awesome, by the way. That only covered
where that is.
The half thong thing.
I bought you plenty of fetish things, John. At this point,
you bought me one thing.
Dutch, here's what you missed out on. John was DJing was playing bass for a DJ at a fetish party, and John went dressed as a PE teacher or a Coach McGurk from Home Movies. The one.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now. Anyway, go ahead, John.
No, and it turned out pretty well. I got so many spankings from so many naughty teachers.
Okay.
I would have loved to have taken pictures, but they told me no photography. I'm
yeah,
like,
that's
really,
usually
guys?
Yeah. Nobody that, says yeah, flash photography
that's,
anymore.
That's usually a rule. Yes.
Take on my dick.
So, tell me if you guys already answered this. Like, so you're playing bass for a DJ? Like, why?
He wanted to try something different. Like, because he had a couple of like song tracks, and he wanted to do like a like a live musical instrument along to it.
So it was just you, or was there a couple of people playing?
No, it was just me on with my bass guitar. So I was playing.
Okay,
like,
so he didn't have a subwoofer. So he was like, "Hey, I know a guy who plays bass."
No, he had subwoofers. No, like he had like a full DJ setup.
Let's focus on the other. Can we focus on the fetish party part?
My DJ came out there for a second. I'm like, why would anybody do that?
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
So okay, did you get anybody's number? Did you get? I mean, usually fetish parties, that shouldn't be too big of a task.
I had one girl that she had to have been like a go-go dancer at like some nightclub or whatever. She, like, for whatever reason, like, I don't know what she was on, but she was really attracted to me. So
Molly?
She like during my set, she was like undressing me. like she basically
nice.
pulled my pants down.
And then?
And she started like smacking my ass with a riding crop.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about John. People just feel the need to hit him.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I don't know
I mean,
why.
Like with our last live events, everything, people just want to hit John. Not in like a mean way, but just like a, oh, I love you kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting because there was like 80-year-old couples that were wearing like like leather shit and like fucking like 12-inch platform shoes. Like,
how many people were at this event?
I'd say about 150.
Okay. Now, was there any like people who were fucking in public or how did this go?
There was one couple that like 1 minute they were making out with one another, and then the next like one of their friends came over, and it was a girl, like a really skinny girl, nice ass, like not so much the tits, like really tall, and she had a strap on dildo, and she was walking around, and she just started just like fucking this girl in the ass.
No, that's Jesus. that stuff happens at these things.
Okay, she was fucking the girlfriend or the partner in the ass while the boyfriend was making out to the girl that was fucking her in the ass. It was like this clusterfuck thing. And then there's like people getting like tied up onto like engine hoists, like getting like tied up and being smacked. There was like a couple of gimps that were like just like breakdancing gimps.
How do I get Kelsey to go to one of these things?
I don't know, man.
This place was like a hole in the wall, man. I mean, sounds it was fun. Like right on like a somewhat major road, but it was like so small, and it's been there for years.
So your buddy was like, "Hey, I have a DJ gig, and I want you to come play." Did he tell you? Did he warn you ahead of time? By the way, this is an S&M type of thing.
Well, I mean, he told me where it was, and I've driven past the place before, so it's like, oh yeah, no, I'm familiar with it, whatever, you know. And like I've seen him play at like other clubs before. I've just never seen him like this particular venue, a part of like, I guess, like the circuit of DJs that they keep on funneling in on rotation. He wasn't really too familiar with this one. He did like a fire show because one of his things as a DJ, he's a fire eater, so he'll be like doing like a funky beat, and then he'll just like start blowing fire across the room. So
I need to get a bit like that.
Yeah, those clubs.
Make
I mean,
sure you don't sit. You
like can... I swallow dildos like a sword swallower, but just dildos. Can you imagine me doing it in the middle of like a wedding? Hey, we're gonna do Twist and Shout.
There was in the back room. There was like in the back corner. They were doing like this like naughty photo shoot, and there was this old broad, like way, way, way past her prime. She had a double dong dildo, and she was basically just deep throating it with her other friend for like. And they're taking pictures of that across the dance hall as we're playing. I'm like, how can I keep what is going?
How many songs did you have to play with this guy?
It was just filler, you know. I mean, like he had like an hour set. All the way through, and so I would just play like repetitive like bass lines every once in a while.
Oh, when he had to take a break, you were doing like
while he was playing, I was playing along with him.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a dueling banjos sort of thing,
except one's a DJ and one's a bass.
So there was no banjos. There was zero banjos in this dueling banjos.
So zero banjos, but dueling artists.
That's awesome. That sounds...
That picture you just posted just gave me a half chub. I don't know why that turned me on.
I need to find one of these goddamn parties.
Some hot pieces of ass there, male and female. Like, and even the females that were transitioning into, like, you know, it was great.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Inclusive type party.
Yeah, like it was funny because like one of his friends that was like in the process of transitioning, like clearly looked like a man, could not, and even danced like a man, like had no rhythm, no moves whatsoever. He's like, "Hi, my name is Charisse." I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm like, "Wow, you got a grip on you."
All right. All right. There's. I found a. I googled the fetish club in Orlando by us. It's called the Woodshed.
Ooh.
And the Woodshed is open Woodshed is open for pansexual play every Friday and Saturday from.
Is that when I have sex with a pan flute?
No, you
what
have
does pansexual mean?
Pansexual means that you are
across the sexual spectrum.
That you are you are attracted to a personality versus just, I believe I'm saying this correctly, versus just male or female. You're pretty much open to anything.
Anything, okay.
It's like Pangea.
Yeah.
Voted best place based in international bondage awards. There's an international bondage award? James Bondage.
Wow.
Our staff...
You didn't know that? I actually am one of the voters. Kind of like how they had the writers who vote people in for the Hall of Fame for baseball. I'm part of whatever you just said.
That's cool.
Damn, I would check this out. Open 8 p.m. till 4 a.m.
Look at these guys.
Jesus. Oh, I like that. Like that's awesome. John, that's what you need for the next fetish party. You need one of those leathery bad boys.
Yeah, if he wants me to play with him, I will.
Sure. Being gay looks like a lot of work.
The thing is about this...
Like, you have to be so fit.
The thing is about this woodshed places, Marie... You like their website?
You have to chop wood.
Their website is terrible. I guess when you're busy fucking wearing leather and being hoisted up by hooks, your websites don't, you don't have time for a good
really
website.
It doesn't matter, yeah. It's more of a word of mouth campaign.
It's because all fetish parties were created by creepers that don't know how to do HTML good.
What was really interesting in this place too, they had like oldie time, like stock, like the stocks that they would have like in colonial times. They had all that shit. People were getting like mounted in these things. It was like, felt like I was in 8mm and it was like the extras like tent. Like all these people, it was like so many different fetishes going on. It was actually, a lot of, it was like a Where's Waldo.
So what's the next event at this place, Royce?
Every Friday. It's every Friday and Saturday. Actually, that one's pretty cool. I don't know what that is.
Where is it again?
It's in Orlando. There's this thing. I don't know what it's called.
What's it called again?
It's called the Woodshed.
Oh, okay.
Get off the damn shed!
I just want to play that.
What is that? When they do that, like there's like it looks like she's in a spider web. Not the Gwen Stefani song, but
It's the beginning to Mothra.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Looks like ectoplasm on that boat that Pastor Royce is going on.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I guess it's a fetish club. I mean, apparently it's
you should go. You should totally go.
I'll go for the bit.
They're fun. I mean, this one was fun. I mean,
I'm sure they are fun. I'm sure they are. You could go to that shit and you don't have to do anything. You know, you could just fucking people watch. But
it's not like you're getting forced into anything.
No, of course not.
Drinks were cheap too, man.
What were you gonna say, Marie?
Did you ever have a dream
that?
Aw.
I'm not pulling it up.
So many people like gave me drinks, and I was like so like reluctant to drink them. I'm like, I'm gonna get roofied. And then like,
have you ever had a dream that you had you?
What was that, John?
No, I said that afterwards I was.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
What did you think was gonna happen?
I actually did not mean to hit that. I clicked on a different screen and then it started. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because you're talking about people watching and like after this.
Once you
I win. Yay.
And
yay, Dutchie.
I had like so many people like just like here you go, hot stuff. I'm like, and I look at like. Flash, he's like, oh, looks like you made a new friend. I'm like, I don't want to drink this. It's probably drugged.
Friday is rope night at the woodshed. Ooh. Whatever. I guess that's where people get tied up.
No, that's when you bring nerd rope vines.
It's
candy snacks.
It's rope
Ooh,
night.
Crazy at, delicious.
It's rope night at the shed the first Friday of every month. Come
get
and join.
Off the damn shed!
Come join other rope friends. And learn new ties, artistic knots, or work on your suspension. And, of course, the dungeon will be open until 4 a.m.
The dungeon.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. I'll look it up. If it's not super expensive, I'll go. Well, Marie would probably get in for free. But for me. I'll check it out. I don't care. It seems interesting.
I might. Well, here's the thing. Is that like... You know, like those certain fetishes or whatever, and you kind of look at them and go, that looks interesting. Or are you guys at the point where you're like, I think I might just be into that. I just need to have the right vehicle to do it. That kind of shit, like the bondage stuff. I don't know. I've never done it. But I think if I ever
did.
There's
so many people that dressed up like Neo from The Matrix there, too.
Something about it. I think if I ever got into it, I would be really into it. I don't know why. I have too much of a okay towards it to denote my own weirdness. And
I'm
going to
stop you right there. I know what you're thinking.
Into it.
You can totally, bro, leather trench coats are still in. I know that's what you're thinking.
It's not just that, but like late, like every once in a while, like when I'm like, you know, I'm looking at my regular porn, I'm jerking off or whatever. Every once in a while, I'll go to like the latex and or bondage stuff. And I'm like, ooh.
Here's my point of view. It's very similar to what you've said in the past. So it's like you remember you've always said that before you die, you want to try every drug.
Right.
Like you just to do it because fuck it. Right. To figure. See, you
just not, to know what the big deal is.
I feel kind of the same way a lot about a lot of this stuff. You know, I'm not saying that I'm into anything, but I would like to try it. Because you never, maybe I'm super into, I don't know, fucking getting punched in the dick. Who fucking knows?
Well, here's the thing. You know what? Now I'm just realizing what you're saying here is, okay, I don't know if I'm into it, but I would like to find out if I am.
I was just hitting Mitch in the ass with a belt before the show.
That's why.
Because there was a belt on the bed. So I'm like, why is there a belt on the bed? And I was naked. So I started hitting him with it.
Mitch, did you?
And then myself. Mitch, I hit myself.
Mitch, did it move?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was already like, it was already pretty much there, but yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, man. The girls that go to the fetish parties, they know how to spank.
They hit hard, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but
no,
you
they
like
do.
That,
they don't
though,
play.
Right?
I guess I do. I guess with like certain objects, but like the whole thing is like I was there playing my set. I had a full rod the entire time. It was like okay. Just from like the people there.
Okay.
Just all from right. People watching. It was just there was so dude, the amount of fucking awesome grabbable butts that were there.
That's
holy
not
shit.
The way I would have said it, but okay.
Well, how would you have said it then, Royce?
Oh, just I'm laughing. It's funny.
I was turned on the whole time I was there. I don't know.
Oh, that's whatever. Hilarious. I love that. Full rod the whole time is great.
Fair enough, John. Fair enough.
Now, like, here's the thing, though. Like, John, does that... You obviously had a full rod. Not, I'm assuming it's because you had a whole lot of naked chicks around, but was it because of the bondage aspect of it? Like, do you think you might have tapped into something that you didn't realize was there this weekend?
I mean, I've always, like... really digged. I don't know how to say the proper English at that. This like dugged.
Dugger.
Like I guess that type of genre, like that fet, like you know, like the dominating and like the girls wearing the leather and the fucking the hooker boots and all that shit. You know.
Oh, I think you no. You don't think I think you do 100% because the majority of people who are into cosplay, it's that type of same. It's not the same thing, but it taps into the same part of your brain.
You know a little bit. I mean, most of the people that cosplay are actually prudes.
Right. Until they get into their outfits.
Okay. I mean, like, even when, because like some of them, contrary to belief, a lot of the people that actually dress up, even if they're in costume, are still like, ill, like are completely shy and won't say.
Yeah. All right. I'm just talking about like the people who are really into it, though.
Now you got me thinking, Dutch. If I go, I should dress up as some sort of fetish, even if I'm not into it.
You just should go as Bane.
I do have my Bane mask, and that is an S&M mask, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. All right, that sounds good. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go figure this out. Mitch and Sherry, find one around you. Go to one just to see how
Ground
it is.
Zero,
I'm
Minneapolis.
Whoa, how did you know?
What?
There was we've a gone to one.
Oh, okay. Well,
burlesque show, not their fetish night.
Gotcha.
I would go.
Okay, cool. We'll figure it out. Dutch, now you see now.
I'm looking up BDSM Club Colorado.
Now, Dutch, Kelsey has.
Oh, my God. We have a community.
Kelsey has to say yes. If you say, tell her it's a show bit.
Oh, so, yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
sorry, Mrs. and Mr. Thompson, if you're listening to this.
You probably shouldn't be listening. You
get her drunk
not.
Off my wine and then take her.
Is that your fetish, Sherry? You want to get him looped up?
My fetish is I want to get girls drunk on my wine, and then I'm like a Black Widow spider, right? Go in there, and then I rape them.
Black Widow, baby.
I take pictures of them in my web that I call my garage, which is really my photo studio.
It's exactly
I like spiders.
I'm expecting girls to say, hey, do you want to take sexy pictures? And then I bring them in here. And what I really do is I drag them and fuck them.
And then I just throw cobwebs at them. Oh, my God. That looks like Marie in that photo, Marie.
That's not me.
Okay.
Don't worry, John.
It kind of looks like you.
That's a lovely photo.
That kind of looks like... I'm with John.
Marie, that kind of looks like you.
That could be Marie.
Marie, that really looks like you.
It's not me.
I know it's not you.
Oh, God. Okay, Photoshop time.
You don't need...
I can only do one Photoshop at a time here.
You don't need to... You don't need a Photoshop. It already looks like her.
Here we go. I'm going to put this ad on blast, be like, hey, this is what Marie did this weekend on Dutch and Roy's. Can we please put that as a promo picture? And then I'll get people to download the show and they'll listen to it. Wow.
So then, Dutch, am I the only person that likes that kind of pantyhose? Kind of like clips with the
I love.
No, John, everyone.
What
likes
do you mean? Are you the only one? I have like four pairs.
Yeah, those are
awesome.
That's common.
God damn you, Sherry.
No. It's the clip between the panties and the stockings that makes it. Like, I don't know why.
Because there's
I'm a weirdo at heart. I don't know. I have a weird fetish that I haven't tapped into yet, and I think
it's men.
Line of that.
I think it's men.
Dutch, what about those naughty French maids? Huh?
That isn't anything great.
See, here's the thing. I found that Woodshed Orlando has a Facebook page.
There's going to be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand.
And
get off the damn shit.
That's what I meant to play.
It doesn't matter. It's still funny. They have a Facebook page, but
I will punch you in the face if you don't get off the shed.
Who would like it? Because if you'd like it, doesn't it shows up on your timeline that Royce Lopez just like the Woodshed Orlando.
Some people don't give a fuck.
All right. Well, I don't give a fuck. Let's see
what fucks we're getting that day.
Get off the shed.
I don't even know why I liked it. I might not even like it.
It's probably boring. I mean, you saw their website.
I think I might like it, but I don't know yet.
Oh, those are cute ropes, though.
Them ropes, though.
It starts out as cute ropes.
And then it becomes...
I'm now looking at a picture of a naked woman shoving...
You're getting bitten by a snake.
I'm now looking at a picture of a naked woman shoving her foot into the vagina of another woman.
Holy shit!
Just because I typed in fetish BDSM. That's all.
Is she trying to hike a football?
It's like row 5 on Google image search results. Free foot fetish BDSM photos. All right.
Well, I got the... Okay, so let's see. Every Friday, 8 to 4 p.m. All right, I'll check it out. I don't give a shit. I would look to... It shouldn't be too expensive. Marie will probably be free. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll go to it, and they're not going to let us... Obviously, there's no cameras allowed in there, it says. So,
of course.
There's never cameras.
But that's good, though. I think that's good because it actually... There's a lot of people that do have, you know, real jobs, and you don't want that shit out there. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
It lets people be freaks without worrying.
Oh my god, how hot it would be if you go to one of those places, you see like celebrities. Like, oh fuck.
Celebrities would throw a party at their house and have people do that.
Yeah.
Like Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah, like that. You know how many of those parties really happen?
That actually existed.
Yeah.
I believe that those don't exist.
I went to one.
What?
Yeah.
It was at it was at a sprinkler convention.
At a sprinkler convention.
The password is pH level.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc,
and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Birdie, birdie.
To the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
So what would the note typically say?
Oh, okay. Here, this is from my classics, my best notes.
Oh.
Okay. To the man in 5G, I am sorry for you to be a 1,500-pound man and make noise like a Humpty Dumpty elephant. Maybe you is a drag queen with a brick shoe. Either way, this is very sad for you. So it's okay for you to keep me awake all night. And also my many foster children. Go ahead and ruin the rest of my life. It's okay. Effie Violopoulos in 4G.
Yeah.
That's a nice note.
Couple questions come up to my mind when I hear that. First of all, how many foster children do you have?
78.
I've never seen children running around the building.
No, there is rabbit, snake, and lizard.
Just rabbit, snake, those aren't children, those are pets.
And if they not get adopt, I have to kill them to make room for them more.
Wait, you're just killing animals in your apartment? Has anyone ever adopted any of these snakes?
I give them a chance for have a good home. If they's not cute enough, it's a very humane.
Effie, you seem legally insane. Has anyone ever told you that?
Don't worry about me.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce. Here, morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us, or Skype in. Hippo Juice Film is the name to search, all one word. morelikeradio.com/live. Join in the chat room, or youtube.com/morelikeradio for that, or tune in, or whatever. There's a ton of there's a ton of different things or different avenues you can use to listen and or watch the show.
It's okay.
So we never
song, man.
We never actually. What did you guys do this weekend?
Oh God, damn. Okay, well, actually, we need people's help. We need your help and everyone's help. We have to decide a name for the house out of the four options that we have.
Oh, okay.
It's only those four?
Well,
I had some good ones.
I'm welcoming others into the mix.
Okay. Well, we had a housewarming party because we just bought our house a couple months ago.
Okay.
The one Dutch wasn't invited to, and
Yeah, you guys looked like you had a lot of fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
I'm looking at pictures now. Yeah.
It was. It was a lot of fun. Well, Marie, you want to explain how the party went? Because I did a lot of talking last hour.
What, are you judging me?
No, I'm just
talking. Is that Sean or is that Che Guevara?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a housewarming. It was a pool party and karaoke party because we busted out half the stuff that we had bought for our wedding and recycled it for the party. Everything that we took out, we're like, all right, got that for the wedding. We got that for the wedding. We got that for the wedding.
Crushed some karaoke.
Crushed karaoke. Hard, but yeah, we had a bucket going so people could submit ideas for the home. Most of them were Satan related. I don't know why, but we only came out with four suggestions for said housewarming. I think Royce posted.
Wait, so is this the name of the house or the name of the party?
Name of the house.
It's the name of the house. So to give some background, every one of our couple friends that has a house has a cute name for their house.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Yes. Buttercup and Ramcat's home is called the Casa de Ye, which is, a kind of a play on words, so to speak, on cocaine. Our friends Joe and Joyce, their home is called Captain Nelson's Titty Bar. And it's like on Google Maps. Like if you checked in, like that's what the house is called. Which funny story. One time, our friend Buttercup went over to Joyce's house, checked in at Captain Nelson's Titty Bar.
And she was
almost
sick.
Almost got fired.
Because she called in sick, and she really was sick. She just went over to the house to get some medicine, and joking around, she checked in, right? Her boss goes, "Do you have something to tell me?" She's like, "No, what are you talking about?" "Well, it says on Facebook that you were at a titty bar," and she's like, "What? No, whoa, wait a second."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we found out another couple friend of ours had a fun story about how their house is broken into and somehow the people left a rifle barrel, I guess. Not the barrel, but Mitch, what is it called?
Oh, yeah. The stock. The stock was all that was left.
Yeah.
Fuck.
When they broke in. And so they named the wine club that they house in their house the Broken Barrel Wine Club because they actually leave the parts on the countertop when they drink their wine. So we gave those three home names as choices for our house. Thank you, Royce, for posting it in the chat.
And
so,
these are the options. Lucifer's Deck.
You're not saying it right. Lucifer's Deck.
Deck.
I like it so much more now.
Deck.
Satan's Humble Abode. Beelzebub's Bombastic Manor. And my personal favorite, Pastor Royce's Comfort Home for Wayward Lads.
It's so wordy.
I know. That's why I like it.
It is very wordy.
I am making a poll right now that we can send out, and you want to leave it up for a couple days and see what gets voted on?
Yeah, maybe that'll work better.
Let's do that.
What's the Beelzebub's one?
Beelzebub's Bombastic Manor.
That.
Because that gets my vote.
I'm not 100% sure if I want to have Satan in my house name. And I also don't want to claim that we're some sort of religious sect. So I'm like,
I don't get it. I don't care. It doesn't. It's such a silly thing. It doesn't matter.
But I do.
Beelzebub's is my favorite because it's so silly sounding.
Did you like any of the ones I gave you guys in that post?
I did enjoy John.
What were some of the ones that he said?
Let me see if I can pull up what...
I already have them pulled up.
Oh, thank you.
The first one was the Rumba Room.
Okay.
The second one was Harambe's Hostel.
Kind of racist. All right.
The next one was Travolta's Hideaway.
I kind of like that.
The other one was Stateroom Delopey.
Okay. Sounds political, I guess.
The other one was Professor Lopey's Imaginarium Emporium and Antique Typewriter Repair.
Hold on, Royce. Before you post that, do we want to add more to this?
You know what? Yeah.
I forgot. I jumped the gun on it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and add some more. And give me a new one, and then I'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
I do like that. Professor Lopey's
Imaginarium Emporium and Antique Typewriter Repair. And then the last one was a Simpsons reference, was Thrill Ho.
Yeah, of course I got that one.
Thank you.
Most of the people were voting for Pastor Royce's comfort home for Wayward Lads.
And if that gets it, that's fucking, if that wins, that sticks. I'm fine letting the public do it. But once it happens, you cannot veto it, Marie. Whatever,
John,
the
where did you post your responses?
In Royce, when Royce did the...
The picture. Scroll through my timeline, Mitch.
Oh, it's on your timeline. Okay.
Yeah.
And some other people gave some, too. Have you seen any good ones there? Then I'll post it up. I'll post it up there. Was there any more that people posted, or?
I can't think of anything good.
Randy Royce's Rad Pad for Wayward Lads. They like the Wayward Lads.
Okay.
E-Rock also gave a Simpsons reference with Mason Derrier.
Yes.
Which I did like.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved this one. Thomas Overbeck gave Housey McHouseface.
Ah, fuck.
I loved Housey McHouseface.
Housey McHouseface is going to win, and you know it now, because the internet are assholes.
I love Housey. I forgot about that. I loved Housey McHouseface. Madam Royce's Brothel and Dry Cleaning.
I like that. That, you know what? I also like that one.
House 2.0.
Okay.
A lot of Wayward Lads. Sean just put Dick City.
I don't hate Dick City either. I don't hate Dick City either.
Oh, and someone put Uncle Touchy's House of Wonders.
There's so many good names.
God damn.
Thank you, internet.
I didn't see that one from before. Uncle Touchy's House of Wonders.
We'll put the post up today and we'll announce it tomorrow. How about that? Is that sounds good to everybody?
Okay. Or do you know, there's a lot to choose from. That's kind of tough.
Okay, you want to do it in a week? Next Tuesday,
next
then we announce
Tuesday.
It? Next Tuesday, we'll announce it.
We'll give people more time. It's a hard decision.
When you put the poll together, send me the link.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I'll go ahead and post it on Facebook.
But you have to allow people to add their own.
Yes.
As well. Because those are good.
Yeah. No, I really like those. So,
so how are you guys liking the new Royce McTouchy house fit? What?
Uncle Touchy's House of Wonders.
There it is. Okay, yeah. Like, how are you guys liking your house?
Love it. It's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's the best house there is. There isn't a better house.
No problems.
How's Ukeser?
She loves it. She's like, this is my favorite. Because she has a backyard that has a fence. So she can walk.
She's still posting up in the middle of the stairs.
Yes, but also she likes to sleep in the closet and
her own little spot.
Yep.
A walk-in closet. It's dark and safe, and she likes it in there.
Yeah, we were talking about it last week.
How are the neighbors?
They keep to themselves.
That's good.
Yeah. So
I was going to say, what's the type of neighborhood you guys are in?
Very small. It looks like a figure eight. It's like literally two circles, and that's it.
What's the racial makeup?
I don't know. I haven't met any of them yet.
Oh, you're going to be those neighbors who doesn't. See, here's what happens is that like with these certain neighborhoods is that everybody knows everybody. When a new person moves in, they're like, well, why haven't they come over and introduced themselves yet?
Because I don't care.
No one in Florida.
I mean, I said hi to we only have one neighbor on the right. On the left, we don't have anybody. And I already said hi to him. I'm nice to that guy. He's a Russian dude. He's a cool dude. So whatever.
Wait. People go to their neighbors and they're like, hi, I'm Sherry. I'm your new neighbor.
I don't do that.
No.
People do that?
No.
That's only in the fucking movies. Why? They come over with lemon squares.
No. This is real life. It's happening right now. Like, we had people who moved in not too far away from our house. And Kelsey was like, there's been people, they haven't said hi or anything like that. I'm like, yeah, no. You have to go over and say hi. Like, that's not up to... They don't know the rules of the neighborhood.
I wanted people to come to me.
Yes. They don't know the rules of the neighborhood. You have to be the one to go over there and allow them in. By the way, we have new neighbors right across the way from us. I'm going to kill their puppy.
Why?
It's a lesbian couple who works all day. Like, I don't know what the jobs are, but they're never anywhere around the house. I usually get home around like 4:30-ish, and this dog barks the entire time.
And one of those.
And it's not like it's barking for them. Because I actually kind of, you know, like went to the front yard and like went to the side gate and was just like, what's up, buddy? And I looked over and I saw they had the screen door was open. The door was open. So the dog could go in and out as it pleased. If the weather was bad, if it was getting rain out, it can go in. It was just standing outside barking, praying for its owners to get home. And this thing is only like a couple of months old. And I'm just like, but I had a Sharpie in my hand and I almost wrote out in a huge lettering, like, shut your fucking dog up. But I didn't, because again, with the whole neighbor things, like in my head, it was like, she might be able to trace my handwriting, be like, okay, who writes like this? Oh, Joel does. Oh, okay.
Trace your
handwriting. Plus, they also don't know if they have like cameras.
I don't know that. Yeah, you're right. But with our neighborhood, everybody hates my next door neighbors as of right now because of the whole fucking dog barking thing.
All right, quick update. Right now, we have Pastor Roy's Comfort Home for Wayward Lads is winning. Beelzebub's Bombastic Manor has one vote. Housey McHouseface has one vote, and so does Dick City.
Dick City?
So,
I think I have to leave. If I had to cast a vote, I would say Dick City.
You can vote.
Go ahead.
Polls open.
Post it in the chat.
They don't have rules like radio stations where you can't be the one to win a prize or vote or against.
No, I want everybody's.
Okay. Yeah,
everyone vote.
Yeah. I want to see who
wins.
And
if we get more suggestions, I can add them later. I found that out.
Stop picking Housey McHouseface. God, every time I refresh.
It reminds me of Bodie McBoatface. That's what makes me laugh.
Can I tell you guys what I did this weekend?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Yeah. So, Kelsey, her grandfather on her mom's side had his 80th birthday.
Oh, how nice.
And he lives up in Aspen, Colorado.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Not to be confused with Aspen, Texas.
Aspen. Ah, California.
Here's the thing. Aspen is the most overrated town you've ever been to. It's not as fancy as everybody thinks.
Where the beer flows like wine.
It's just got a name, and that's all it is. It's really not as special as people think it is. But anyways,
actually, I don't know,
Dutch. I think the French are assholes.
The name isn't that fancy. It has ass in it. So yeah.
Go on.
I'm not even going to hit a button. I'm just going to let Maria sit in that.
Why?
So.
What's wrong with it? You want me to say it again?
Shut up, Marie.
Aw. So we went up there for his 80th birthday, and he's one of those guys that, he's lived in this town. He basically has like rent control kind of thing. Like way before it became famous or way before it became like an expensive place to live, he's been a staple in this town. And he's part of this thing called the Elk Lodge, which is a lot like a Shriners type of thing.
Yeah.
I got friends that are in those things.
They're all over.
You know the Elk Lodge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
like for Vietnam or war vets.
Right.
My brother's ceremony was in an Elk's Lodge.
So they have one of those things, and he's like one of the higher ups there, I guess.
Grand Poobah.
Basically, yeah. And so he had his 80th birthday there, and sorry.
Bless you.
Jesus. So yes. A good chunk of her family, Kelsey's family, came out for this. People flew from, you know, California and everything like that. Anyways, so we go and we went up Saturday, and the Saturday night was a thing that happened. It's maybe like a 3-hour drive from where I am, and 3 hours in a car with Kelsey is just fun. It's just awesome. Oh. If you guys ever have a chance to be in a car with Kelsey.
I was in Kelsey from the airport to the cabin, and that was fun.
3 hours. She's just a lovely person. Anyways, so I did that. So we show up to this place, and they're like, oh, we have to go practice. And I look at Kelsey, I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, yeah, they're having like this weird, you know, like song and dance thing for my grandfather because of his 80th birthday. And we get there, and of course, Kels tells everybody there, oh, no, he's a DJ. He knows audio equipment. So now I've been muscled into running all of the audio equipment for this song and dance thing that they have to do, which is basically a rendition of the YMCA by the Village People. But this guy, his name is Dick. And mm-hmm. it's fun to be a D-I-C-K.
What? And the family was singing this willingly?
A whole good chunk of the family, including the kids. It's fun to be a D-I-C-K. And they had a theme because he had a lot of jobs over the years. And so everybody was dressed up in every type of garb of different jobs this guy's had over the year. Because I guess it's like an inside family joke or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just me like hooking up the stuff and playing the YMCA karaoke version through somebody's computer, and I had to like run some sort of a quarter inch to a RCA jack into this shitty speaker, and just going that, I'm like, this is a goddamn train wreck. Like, oh mm-hmm. no. So basically what happened was is that one of the daughters of the guy who was turning 80, who was Kelsey's aunt, wrote out this whole song to the YMCA. She had her own lyrics, but everything pertained to the grandfather. Cute, right?
Very.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so too, but when I actually read the lyrics, because I had to do the dry run, and I'm sitting there with a mic, because the guy who was originally supposed to do it was delayed on his flight, so one of the cousins, I guess, was supposed to be the one who's going to be getting up and singing the song. So I had to like do the dry run with them. And I have a general sense of, okay, I'm reading the dumb lyrics and going, okay. Oh, yeah, and I'm sitting there reading like it, but the lyrics don't fit. Like there's too many words to try and mush into a certain, and I knew that was a problem from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And it went well for the drive. It was just mainly for like them blocking out, like who's going to be walking forward. It was just uncomfortable from the beginning. Then we actually get to the dinner. Now, the guy, the cousin guy who got up and he had the lyrics, he didn't see the lyrics until 3 seconds before he actually got up and did it. He's reading it, and he was off the entire time. No one knew when the chorus was. No one knew when anything. I actually filmed it because Kelsey was like yelling at me because at one point I had to go and get like, I was going to get like beers for the people who were because there's like maybe 120 people at this thing. There's a whole bunch of different tables, and I went to the bar to go get a drink, and Kelsey runs out and goes, we're about to do it. You have to film it. And I'm like, okay. I go out to film it. Well, of course, their sound doesn't work, and so they're screaming at me to go back. So I'm having in front of her entire family. I don't know who these people are. I had to run their sound, and it was a nightmare. Anyways, it was the worst thing I've ever seen. Like,
maybe nothing, you didn't try hard enough.
No. Hold on. I tried to email myself the video and I couldn't because it was too large because it went on forever, Marie.
Oh, here. Was it like we didn't start the fire long?
No. Here.
God.
This is the best way I'm going to be able to do it. I'll just play it from here, from my phone, and I'll just put it up to the camera.
He's nailing it.
It's so awful.
Dude,
I'm embarrassed.
They're nailing it. Wait, I want to hear more.
I can't tell you the amount of. Hold on. Oh.
They're out of sync.
Everything. John, it got way worse from that. To the point where, like, the whole crescendo was it's fun to be, and his name is Dick, is D-I-C-K. The chorus is going, and this guy is singing the verse because he doesn't understand rhythm or anything. At what point in the video you hear me going, oh, God. Like, I'm holding the thing up because Kelsey said you got to videotape it. And I'm going, oh, God, no.
That good,
you just
huh?
hear me muttering sounds in the background. That wasn't comfortable enough.
I wish that now, you would be some more supportive.
Oh, I was.
Oh, so stop voting for Housey McHouseface. Fuck.
Then later in the night, they do that whole awkwardness. Then the guy who's turning 80 gets up and makes a speech. Then he proceeded to go around from each table. Mind you, I told you it was like 120 people at this thing. He went from table to table and introduced every single person and said how he knew them. And I had like a mini panic attack. I'm like, he's going to get to our table. He's going. I don't want to be part of this. I have to leave. And I was like, Kelsey, I can't do this. And she's like, no, you have to stay. I'm like, why would you make me stay? I'm like, he doesn't know who I am. He's going to look at me and awkwardly be like, I don't know who this guy is. Son, stand up. Who are you? I'm like, I don't want to be part of any of this. I've been through enough cringe tonight. Why are you?
Is that you stay? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Ask her.
Oh no! What did you say? What did you say when you stood up?
I left before then.
You left? Well, then that's not exactly what happened.
Well, you asked me, is that what happened? Yeah. I thought you were meant like I was lying.
No. I thought like, you meant...
This is a conversation between Kelsey and I.
No. I was asking, is that what happened? The grandfather walked up to you and then didn't know who you were and then made you stand up.
No. I left before that. Because her and I were sitting there through her teeth. Like, you never have those arguments with your significant other where neither of you are like really saying out loud or really moving your jaw. I was, oh, I gotta leave. I can't be.
No, oh yeah.
I'm leaving right now. I'm not gonna be part of this awkwardness anymore. Your family's weird. Fuck you. I still think of your family all the time. This isn't the same. My family's fun. This is weird. And I got up and just left. And I went to the bar and watched the Eagles play.
Well, that sounds like a better option for you.
I did. And then when I finally came back in, he finally had gone through all the tables, which took like a half hour. But if you guys ever been part of like inside family joke, like because everybody like was sort of half laughing with certain things, but you could tell everybody else was sort of uncomfortable. Like, what is he doing? You know what I mean? Like, I see this kind of shit all the time at weddings where it's like, okay, you got to cut your speech off because you're making everybody uncomfortable kind of thing.
I feel like Mitch and Sherry have gone through something like this.
Not really. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that a family reunion for on Sherry's side, there was a guy that was filling out like Ancestry.com stuff and just asking
at a wedding. No, it was at a cousin's wedding.
Oh, it was a wedding.
So he was making it about him.
What?
It was my mom's cousin.
What happened?
He's just filling out this Ancestry.com thing. So how do you spell your dad's name? Okay, blah, blah, blah. When was he born? What city was he born in? Okay, blah, blah, blah. And like, holy shit.
And then he asked Sherry, he told Sherry she should be a stripper. That's the weirdest
He brought a tablet and everything so he could have people fill it out.
It wasn't even a real tablet. It wasn't like an iPad or anything. It was one of those knockoff ones that you get at like a Micro Center or something. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
But
nothing worse with any of those type of... I'm sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
I was going to say, not even like your grandmother that had the racist gnome that she thought was Santa Claus. Like, not even that stemmed? That.
No, anything? I mean, she wasn't around for most of my life, so we never really
and did Sherry, things your, like that. Your family didn't spur any awkwardness?
No, they really don't. No. They keep things quiet and awkward.
I mean, Royce's family is very tight-knit, so there wasn't any inside jokes with me. But, Royce, did my family ever do that to you? Inside jokes that made you... I mean, you had to sit through a couple family gatherings.
Yeah, but no, there was no inside... I mean, to be honest with you, I just won't pay attention because I don't care. And it's not inside jokes. It's, you know...
Well, I don't think it's a joke so much as that when you see something cringy happening with another family and that they just, especially with like the family of someone you're like, that's your significant other. I don't know how else to describe it. Maybe just because the amount of weddings I've been to where something will happen and like one half of the family is kind of like, and the other half is like, I don't know what is happening and I'm uncomfortable. like one of those type of uncomfortable moments. I had that full volume twice this weekend where I was just like, I am crawling out of my skin. I have to get out of here. Don't get me wrong. Kelsey's family is awesome. They're fun. They're very, they're more loud than my family, which is saying a lot.
That like is saying a lot.
They're a fun group of people. I have nothing but love for that entire side. But those two situations was just kind of like, oh, God, no. Why are we doing this right now? Like, fuck. Like, I get the sentiment. They're trying to go for goofy, but it just came off as weird.
I'm sure it sounded good on paper.
Yeah.
Organized family singing never sounded good on paper.
No. It reminded me of like my mom. My mom would always do these things when we were kids to, she would always have plays that we would have to like act out for the family. It was the right word for it. We just have to act out for the family.
No.
And so she would get like three of us, you know, like the middle kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to do a play about David and Goliath.
No.
You have to get up in front of the family and do this.
Oh, it was like, it was a religious David. Play?
No, Mom, we don't want to do this. And she's like, you're going to do this otherwise you're grounded.
What?
Like,
I think my mom in another life, I think my mom in another life thought she was like a theater director. The amount of production she put on for no one else but the other family members.
Or like, do you think?
Wait. Besides
I'm
me,
I'm cringing right now, dude. I'm thinking of.
Hold on. Besides, I'm now. I want to delve into this.
I kind of want to.
Okay. I want you to delve.
Now you piqued my interest. Oy. Okay.
That's what. So it wait. Me of.
I know what you're. No. I'm not. Trust me. This is only because I kind of get where you're coming from, because I also wanted the whole Christian school thing. But they did plays at those Christian school. But your mom would make you do like these Bible plays just for family.
Just in front of the family, because my dad would do what we called devotions every night. And he would, we would all have to go to the family room or living room, depending on what part of the coast you're from. And he would read out of a very long, he would do a full chapter out of the Bible. It was never just verses. It was a full chapter out of the Bible. And then he would pray for it. At least a solid 10 minutes. And then he would discuss what it was he read and prayed.
No.
And then every once in a while,
I've been shaking my head. No.
Every once in a while, we would have little, like, you know, Bible productions.
No. I've been shaking my head no for you for the, like, the last 2 minutes of you.
So, David and Goliath, what are some other ones?
Story of Ruth,
Cain and Abel,
the, you know, the Israelites defeating the Philistines, like just fucking every Bible story you could think of. Oh yeah, it was a whole production every year with the birth of Jesus. Oh my God, you know, like
who played Jesus?
Whoever the baby was at the time.
Okay, and who did you play? Who did you play in those plays? I'm just curious who you played. Who did they make
usually
you play?
A shepherd.
They put you in the background. Had you ever star?
You're an extra?
You're an extra in your own family?
I was a star. I got my theater star when I actually hit high school.
What did you...
That's what cool kids do is theater.
No.
Never. Has that ever happened?
Yeah, no. That's the downfalls of being a homeschool kid for up until eighth grade. You go to high school and you're like, I'm good at acting. Let me go to do the theater kids. Okay. And you get beat up by the high school kids.
I have to read this. I'm sorry. Maul says your wheelchair bound brother played the stone. Jesus had to move out of the way.
Yeah, from the that's tour. Exactly what it was.
That is so
he
funny.
He was a little young at the time, but yeah,
that is
funny.
Actually funny.
I like that she apologized right
after. She goes, I'm so sorry.
Please don't hate me.
No, dude, it was...
I can imagine your mom just spending hundreds of dollars. Did you add outfits? Did you
have pictures? I'm sorry.
Do you have outfits? Like, did you...
Oh, yeah.
You dressed as a shepherd?
Oh, yeah. My mama had, you know, just random linen laying around. And
did she?
Of it.
Did she set up, like, sets? Like, was there a curtain?
Sometimes.
Oh, no. Dodge.
I'm so sorry.
And yeah, so we had that. Oh, another fun thing is kind of similar to what I was saying. That the reason why this whole thing reminded me of one of my mom's productions was that, you know, people who will take a song that's popular and will change the lyrics to make it fit to whatever their situation is.
Of course.
My mom would take Christian songs that were popular.
No.
No.
And change no. the word to fit our family. And she would do this in front of family reunions. Now, this is not just my family. This is cousins, uncles, friends. Like, you know, because our house was huge growing up. So our place was more the destination of if we ever had a huge picnic or a barbecue or whatever, this is where everybody would congregate because of the massive size. Because when you have a family of 23, you kind of have to have a large size property, right? Yeah. So at night, oh God, I'm heating up. Jesus Christ.
This little Joel of mine, I'm gonna let him shine.
Yeah, no, that's the kind of stuff she would do. She would take popular Christian melodies and then do humorous anecdotes that had to do with either the day or the family, and then just
And God said to Dutch, you have to build an arky arky. I know all the songs, homeboy. I feel you.
But before you build that, you have to stop a drinking. dude, I every once in a while. Okay, so like when we have Christmas time at my family's house or whatever, usually we always go to my mom's place, but she's moving out of there. We're not going to have that anymore, thank God. But, we would like pop in like old VHS tapes of us. And every once in a while, one of those productions would come on and all of us would be like, God, Mom, what the fuck is that? Why would you make us do that? Like,
so, you know, the whole...
Where now? It's not like one of those things that we haven't told her 1,000 times. Like, this is why... Oh, we hate you right now.
You know the home video that my mom always liked to pop in every Christmas?
Yeah.
Was the Christmas morning where my dad didn't realize he left the VCR recording on his handy cam. And so it's just blurry all over the place for like a solid 20 minutes of just turning around. And she just laughs so hard at my dad. That's every actually time. Very
funny.
She calls it the horror Christmas special because it just looks scary because it's just like it, you know, like if you're just holding it on the ground and you're not paying attention.
Right. She's
like, that's the one she always wanted to play every year.
And it makes her laugh every time?
She laughs at Dad.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for you, though.
Oh, no. We had it was just one. I remember one time. My, I'm cringing right now. I'm sorry. My mom always, for whatever reason, growing up, because we had, you know, one of those stand-up pianos, we always had piano lessons, even though only three of us were good at it.
You're so white.
She made us take piano. I know, dude. She made us take piano lessons. And the amount of times that, like, we're like, I'm not good at it. I don't like it. Dude, it was like homework. Like, we would have to have a certain amount of time, do this. You have to go in there and practice piano for a half hour. Like, it was, and none of us were good at it except for like two of my sisters and one of my brothers. And that was it. Like, the rest of us were just awful, but they made it all practice piano. We had to go, anyways. So, my dad was like, oh, okay, so you guys have been playing piano long enough. We're going to have a recital where you have to play in front of the entire family. Oh. Plus, my brother Rich, my uncle Rich, and his whole family is going to be coming in, and we're going to have a recital for everybody. And none of us were good. And I remember sitting there playing, and I kept fucking up and kept restarting, and I started crying. Aww. Because I'm so frustrated. And my dad's going, keep going.
Oh, no.
Keep doing it.
Horrible, dude.
And I'm just sitting there going, please, for the love of God, just bail me out of it. Just please tell me, okay, thanks, Joel, and clap and get me out of there. He kept doing the whole start over, do it again. And it was just, I can't do this. And then once you know you're 7 years old and you can't, you're already frustrated beyond a point where you can't, I'm just bawling because I'm frustrated and I can't do it. And my asshole dad won't let me do it. And he made me do it until I finished the song. And then I just had to sit there.
But that, you know what's crazy is like parents don't realize that's the stuff that turns you off to religion. It's those memories because you know what I mean?
I'm 32 like, and I still remember this to this day.
Exactly.
I remember exactly. I'm red right now in the face. I remember exactly how I felt in that moment. Like if you're going to, if Sherry and Mitch, if you guys ever have kids, don't remember when you're 7, you still remember shit. Don't do that to a
Wait,
kid.
So
hit them.
So what you're saying, if so I don't want them to play sports, I make sports the worst thing in the world for them and then I force them to play sports.
Well, no, that or you might get a fucking.
I don't know what
athlete.
You're even saying right now.
You don't want your kids.
Let's force them to play sports.
And then make them do it. Is
no, practice. You're going to play fucking curling. You're going to do it. You're going to be good.
I hope you do that. You make your kids play terrible sports, too. Not just sports, but bad sports. Like, or a professional ping pong player.
Everyone was.
They're not
quiet.
Asian. They're terrible.
Oh. No one said anything. Everybody was quiet. It was just me crying and my dad saying.
Oh, no.
Did they ever have you do Cain and Abel?
Yeah, I'm sure.
At least that one had action. You got to kill somebody.
God, I hate my parents.
Oh.
My neighbors and I.
We did our best, Joel.
We did our best. And once you have your own kids, you can do better and not make them wet the bed. Oh, yeah. You mean forcing me to drink water before I go to sleep? There you go, Pops.
What were you going to say, Sherry?
Thank you.
My neighbors and I, the girls, we used to dress up as our favorite Spice Girl and put on concerts at the cul-de-sac.
Sherry,
Spice Girl concerts.
You did it on your own. What if your mom made you dress up like, you know, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and do that in front of people?
What if your mom made you dress up like a stripper and then become a stripper?
Well, that's true.
Oh, even we force them to be strippers at a young age and then they won't.
I like where Mitch is
going. That's illegal.
I like where Mitch is going with this.
That's illegal.
Hashtag baby strippers. Let's get it trending worldwide, guys. No, hashtag baby strippers.
No.
Human trafficking.
No. You just have them strip for you guys in the house.
No, that makes it way more illegal.
I wanted to type in baby strippers in Google and I decided against it.
Yeah, don't do that, babe.
Like, I'll search for anything else, but that one, I had to draw the line there.
Oh.
I don't know why it's illegal for you to force your kids to strip in the house.
God damn it. I really want to search for baby strippers. I'm so curious. I won't do it.
But you don't want to.
Don't put that in your Google.
Let it go.
Can somebody else search for me?
Let it go.
Yeah, someone we don't like.
Someone set up a proxy account and then search for it.
John.
Yes.
Just kidding. I love you.
Don't do it, John.
What happened?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't worry about it. I love you.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Take good care of yourself, John. Don't do what we say.
Oh,
I was listening. I don't know what was going on.
I mean, I'm with Sherry. I would put on little production numbers with my cousin and I would think of ways to entertain ourselves while we were the only kids in the household during Christmas or New Year's and put it on for our parents. But we came up with it ourselves and it was fucking awesome.
I probably have old videos of some of the stuff we used to do.
Are you serious?
Not baby strippers. I would have to find them and try and
Mitch, make sure she doesn't forget to do that.
No, I know. She's talked about these tapes before. We just haven't found the tapes
yet.
We'll
find them.
There's a video of me dressed up.
Find it. I need
as. Okay. There's a video of you dressed. I'll translate for you.
Go ahead.
There is a video of Sherry dressed up. She's wearing
hockey jersey.
She's wearing a really bad hockey. She's wearing a hockey jersey and boxers.
Oh
and
no!
And baggy pants.
Oh no!
You have a what?
Oh, she's losing it.
She has my hair up in a bun inside of a beanie.
She has her hair up in a bun inside of what?
A beanie.
Okay, you have a hair in a stocking cap.
What the fuck?
Why is this
I'm wearing a Jason mask.
And you're wearing a Jason mask, okay.
What the hell?
Again, she's cracked herself up.
She's
folks.
Dying.
She's dying.
She only lasts.
Let me try translating.
I can never make her do this.
She's out of wine. It's out of wine o'clock.
My friend had a house, and like in her living room, she had a fold mirrors in her living room. And I was pretending. I was stripping, and I stripped down to like a sports bra, my boxers.
You were stripping.
So she has child pornography somewhere.
Jesus, you were born to be one.
I was practicing for my mom.
Of course you were.
I need to find this video.
You don't want to let old mom down.
How old were you at the time?
I was probably like 15. I don't know.
16. I want to watch a 15-year-old street stripping.
Not be weird like that.
I might have been like... I was a weird kid.
Were?
I think the tape is labeled blackmail as well.
Oh, shit. Shit, I need that, and I need it as soon as humanly possible.
Can we do that, by the way? Can we, like, all of us just search out old family videos and just, if the, you know, the VHS, convert them, and then just have, like, a family video night?
Yeah, I could. I mean, I could ask.
I told you guys before, I found the VHS copy of my episode of Dismissed.
Yeah, we're talking about family videos, not about your reality show days.
He wanted to relate through the VHS tape part.
Okay.
John, I get what you're saying. I want to see that brother, as well, and we're all talking on top of each other, but go ahead.
Me and my brother, we used to, because one of us had a handy cam, and when we were little, we would recreate like big movie scenes from from Back to the Future or Ghostbusters out of like the actual play sets and micro machines.
I'd watch that. I'm trying to think. Oh, have any? I'm sure there's fucking shitty videos of me somewhere.
Aw.
Did your parents not video much back in the day, or?
I don't remember. Probably not. I don't think so.
He just didn't do anything that his parents were proud of.
Yeah, more of that.
My parents, what they would do is they would videotape like an event for 8 hours and then not video for like another 10 months. And then it'd be like somebody's birthday. Okay, let's video from the day we wake up till the day we go, you know, till the time we go to sleep.
Did they have one of those ones with a big camera with a whole
the shoulder cam? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That reminds me, you know how when you're in church and you have all of those school or you have all those plays and shit like that and all the parents tape it, you know? Mm-hmm. There was one, I was probably 3 or 4 whatever in one of those church plays or maybe 5 whatever. I was in one of those church plays and we had the VHS and then someone, it was probably my dad, taped over that with Indiana Jones.
Aww.
So when you go to watch Indiana Jones, you'd have to watch about 3 minutes of this church play, and then Indiana Jones starts.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Sean was the one that told me what he used to do was to watch porn. They had a Cinemax at their house, and they would tell their parents that they were, you know, setting a timer to record a movie that was coming on, but then they left it to record way later so they could get the Skinemax stuff that came on later. Which is pretty brilliant if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm assuming then that, Dutch, your parents were not big on you having any sort of pornography either.
Oh, not at all. No. You
had to hide it?
Oh, dude. It was, yeah. If you got your hands on a Playboy magazine, it was like finding the...
Where was your hiding spot? What was your hiding spot?
Ooh. Well, my dad was weird and moved us every other year, so... let's see. In one house, it was, if you ever had a drop ceiling, like basement, that was perfect. You could just throw things directly on, especially if it was a magazine, because it didn't feel heavy enough. If you had to move it, you wouldn't feel it. So you put that on, like, you know, the false, you know, talking about like those things you had in school.
Yeah, drop ceiling.
Those removal drop ceiling things. So right on top of there, I had that in one house. Another house, I had a fort. I had a fort out in the woods.
That's not a bad place.
With the moose in.
Mason.
And I had like bison. And I actually, dude, I was like, because I didn't want it to get wet from the rain. So like I waterproofed like this little nook with 2x4s and everything like that. I had fucking, I cared more about that porn than my own life, dude. It was the greatest thing to ever have. Let's see. I had that one. I had the other one. Let's see. Oh, I had a false bottom in my bunk bed when I was growing up.
Now, here's Dutch, and you made me you made me think of something. Because same thing when I was younger, like my buddy lent me a VHS tape of porn, you know, and like that's the holy grail because he had really good porn. Like I'm talking like X-rated shit, you know. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. I remember I had
Playboy for the longest.
It had a porn Star Trek spoof on it, you know, one of those. And anyway,
the Spice Network.
Yeah, no, well, no, it was a VHS though, like a whole bunch of porn. Anyway, I remember my mom found it. And she asked me what it was, and so she wouldn't play it. I said, look, it's porn. Don't fucking play it, okay? And then I remember her ripping the tape out. And basically, it's like,
no!
And the thing is, my buddy's pissed because it was his tape. And what I'm thinking is, do you think nowadays that still happens where parents tell kids not to watch porn? Like, what do you, or you think... That it's because that's what I don't know.
Oh, how would you stop it?
Like, I know you can't stop it, but it has to have changed. Like, that's an old school thing. Like, I can't imagine that there's parents telling 15 and 16 year olds not to look at porn because that's an uphill battle.
Well, I'm sure if you put like privacy locks on certain things.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but
phones. These kids
have phones that they're like eight years old.
Yeah, they have phones. You can't privacy lock a fucking phone.
That's the big debate nowadays with parenting that I've heard from at least my siblings who have kids is what age to allow them to have a phone. Because some kids are getting them at like early as like age 10. And my sister's like, if you can't drive, you don't get a fucking phone because you don't need one.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. But again, then at 15, they get a phone. So fine. They get a phone or at 16. Does your sister actively try to stop them from watching pornography, though?
I actually have never asked her about it, and I will ask her about that awkwardly the next time I see her.
Please do, because I'm very, very curious what new parenting does, because I've never actually even thought of it.
It's a whole different game out there now.
No, I know. Like, what do you tell them? And do you think maybe porn has lost the evil stigma that it used to have? Like, you know,
it's still awesome.
No. But do you think it's lost the stigma, like, in terms of, like, it's evil?
It depends what group you're talking to.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. But I'm talking about...
I don't think it's lost its stigma.
I'm talking average Joe.
I think with technology, I think the whole Puritan mindset has been diminished dramatically in the last...
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Not every family fucking... Not every family had to go to Christian school or fucking do plays for... You know what I mean? Like, there was... I'm wondering now, like, do they tell kids don't watch porn, you know?
You know, I need to actually ask my...
I'll ask on Facebook.
My sister and my brother-in-law and who have a, you know... I don't want to say names, but they have one who's 16 years old now. He's my oldest nephew, and I'm going to ask them because that's right down the alley of what you're saying. I need to ask them, be like, "Hey, how do you handle that?" Because we talked about it in the show the other day.
I'm asking on Facebook because now I'm really curious. There's got to be some parents out there that'll fucking tell me.
There's a whole slurry of questions I have on how to parent. In the time of Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Pinterest, RedTube, all that other stuff. Like, how do you even begin to handle that once a kid goes
Are you looking for having a kid? Is that why?
Oh, no. I'm just curious. That's why I'm not having a kid, because I don't want to have to answer that question.
Yep.
Okay.
Again, I'd be a terrible parent because I wouldn't care if my kid watched porn. I know that sounds terrible, but I wouldn't care because... I'm a realist. That's my promise. I know I did. I know everybody did, you know? So it seems like one of those things like perpetuating the Santa Claus thing. You know, it's like everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then again, there's also the other side. I'm not saying I think this. I'm just saying the other side of the argument. We say, you know, limited consumption over unlimited consumption, how that would warp the way you think about everything. You know?
No, no. I know that it might. I know that it might warp the way you think of everything, but it doesn't stop you though. That my point is, even with everything you're saying, if everyone's being honest, it doesn't stop you. That's my point.
Right.
You know, like, and my point is, every one of us, at least guys.
But does sneaking around actually teach you some sort of weird life lesson?
No, I mean,
it did different for me.
I guess, but doesn't that teach you to be dishonest? Like, isn't that a bad lesson to learn, to be dishonest?
No,
well,
I think
that taught me that, like, not to know what the difference between a butthole or a vagina.
I would actually say that teaches you to be discreet around people that you don't trust yet.
I think Marie's a sneaky little sneakerson.
Yeah, Marie.
I'm just saying, like, I don't go blabbing what political views I have or what my religious background is to a complete stranger until I know what they're about.
Yep.
No, I get it, but pornography.
This is a whole conversation. We started this like what could be a long conversation at the end of the show.
I know, but now I want to fucking talk about. God damn it! No, my point is that pornography is whether you want. Cause there's some people that don't, and that's fine. But my point is when you're younger, at that age. Like, what's wrong with it?
I honestly think parents are just trying to stop it as long as it's possible to keep their kid childlike.
But every
and it's,
in my
and
opinion,
it's just a race to see how long they could keep their
but
kid.
But in my opinion, right. every but it's one of those things. It's one of those things that we've always done as a culture and doesn't change. Like, it's there's a weird, I don't want to use the word hypocrisy, but there's a weirdness to it where it's like, I watched porn when I was Timmy's age and I love watching porn now, but I have to tell Timmy he shouldn't watch porn, even though I didn't give a fuck that my, it's like this weird thing that we do just for show, if that makes sense, you know, like it just seems weird.
I think it's more along the lines of you want to have some sort of respect for sex. And what that means towards relationships. And I think the majority of parents, regardless of how they were raised, whether or not they gain respect from it through fear or not, because they didn't want to get caught or whatever, like you know as a parent, okay, I know I have a certain level of respect towards sex and relationships and things like that. I don't want him to have a diluted version of it. So part of me feels like I need to sort of do what helped me have a healthy level of respect for it. I don't know.
I guess. I know. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but my point is even with you.
Sherry's bored.
Oh, no, Sherry.
Sherry's
I'm
tired.
I'm looking at Sherry's bored. She's sleeping.
Sherry's tired.
Mitch is Sherry.
Hump something. Hey. I don't know what's going
All
on.
All right.
Over there.
Well, sorry. I apologize. We can leave now. I'll shut up.
I'm sorry. Thanks. I just happened to look over at those two, and Sherry's like, "Oh God, with these fat heads, stop talking."
I like sleeping.
Go to sleep. Get out of here.
Before you get out of here, though,
beat it,
Sherry. Why are you better?
I'm better than you because I have a personal translator.
Yes, you do, and you also have VHS videos you have to show us next time. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I didn't need to hide my porn because I knew where my dad hid his, so I just would go there.
Johnny Cakes.
I'm better than you because this weekend I didn't need to open up my laptop to look at porn.
Good for you, by the way. Marie.
I'm better than you because I found my neighbor's porn when I was dog sitting, so I just had to go over to the neighbor's house for it.
Woo!
Royce.
I'm better than you because I knew the access code to get into my dad's illegal cable box and watch the Spice Channel. It was by the way, it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, come.
Not a lie.
I'm better than you because if I would have taken the same amount of time into pitching at baseball, which I used to be a phenom at, that I did for piano lessons, I might just be Curt Schilling right now. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week here on More Like Radio, Dutch and Royce. Don't forget to listen tomorrow night for Hippo Juice, which is also on the same station, morelikeradio.com/live. Oh, wait, nope.
Do that.
Oh, do that.
Do that.
Okay.
That's
anything
it.
Else?
No, they're out of here.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening, Dutch and Royce.